Why do you do it?
I do it because, sure, there's a part of me that enjoys it. Like, it's enjoyable to be desired by another person. Like, that is exciting. It's exciting when a new person finds you desirable and sexually attractive. But also because it excites you. It gets you, like, there have been women that I have found attractive, but they weren't excited about you. And so that just absolutely killed my excitement for them.
Welcome to the Open Bedroom Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Kalo. Welcome to conversations about open relationships, online dating, conscious uncoupling, and creating the relationship that truly aligns for you. Hey guys, welcome back to the Open Bedroom Podcast. Today I have my partner Scott on, and today we are revealing all about why we only date women. This podcast episode has been coming for a long time. I get a lot of requests and a lot of questions to further explain why we don't have extra men in our relationship. So, Scott, do you want to say hi to our listeners? Maybe some new ones have never heard of you before or heard from you. I know you think you've got about 3 episodes now on the podcast, but floor is yours.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Scott. I live with Jen, and we do living stuff together, and have a couple of girlfriends who occasionally join in with us. And I apologize for the lighting. My desk setup has the sunshine outside right behind me, so it kind of washes everything out if I don't make it otherwise look like a cave in here. And so there's the why we don't have men join in with this topic. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other topic you mentioned to me in the kitchen today?
The other one I want to talk about is, what do you do when people want to date your partner, not you? And I mean you as in we, as a couple. How do we handle when people are interested in not
just seems
us?
Like one of us.
Right. How do we handle that? So cool. Do you want to just kind of jump into our topic of why we only date women?
I mean, I think that's a pretty complicated topic. And it's kind of stigmatized. Like, one thing I found funny or interesting is, on one hand, a lot of people turn their noses up at couples that are only interested in dating a single woman or an available woman, a woman who dates separately, so to speak. And then at the same time, there are plenty of women who proudly advertise being unicorns. Like, for as much as quote unquote unicorn hunters are stigmatized, there are an equal number of women who are happy to identify themselves as unicorns. Sort of like, probably like some people stigmatize BBC lovers, while at the same time, there are an equal number of people and gentlemen who proudly broadcast their BBC affinity. But anyway, so trying to just get past the that rash stigma. Why? I mean, this is a, if you just lay that question to me like that, I'm going to spend 30 minutes monologuing here. So maybe give some context.
Okay. Well, I guess the context to me starts with the bristling, right? So we have friends who say, Jen, it's just not fair. We don't understand why you don't get to have a boyfriend. Scott gets to fuck whatever woman he wants. Which is in itself not entirely true because we present a unified front, but maybe we should just start with like, what's our dynamic in your words? And then we can kind of break that apart from there and like, how do we end up here?
Okay, well, I guess our dynamic, from my perspective, is let me put it a different way. And this is, as I've mentioned to you many times before, I mentioned to just about anybody that we encounter, is my driving, I hate to use the term rule, but my philosophy or approach is that I only want us to do things that will bring us closer together, which kind of rules out dating separately because I don't think that that's something that brings us close together. I think that's something that brings us individually closer to other people, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's not what it's, I don't think it's why we're doing this, or at least in my mind, it, for my part, that's not why I'm okay with having an open relationship, a semi-open relationship, as I like to put it. I only want us to do things that bring us closer together. And then what we've found works well because we've tried kind of dating another couple before, and then Jen kind of started dating another couple on her own before, a couple that did not really want me involved, and it caused some division between us. But for one, there are a lot of complications. There's a lot of complexities when you've got another couple involved because there, it's like the number of cross connections that need to, the number of compatibilities that are required grows exponentially when you add a fourth person as opposed to, say, just one other person in between us. There are so many other considerations to be made because you have two different people and two different sets of feelings and two different potentials for jealousy or people being pulled in one direction versus another. And we've kind of dabbled in that before, and maybe not with the best couple for it. Because I don't think that their intentions, their drivers were quite the same as ours, their drivers for deciding to open up their relationship. But it just it didn't work out well. Like we, it wasn't a situation where everybody was just, everything felt good and everybody was just happy with what was going on and feeling satisfied and content. On the other hand, after sharing a few, I would say girlfriends now, a few, we've had a handful of somewhat regular partners that have joined in with us. And for one, it's so much easier to gauge a mutual attraction or a mutual desire for each other. And I don't know, it just works out a lot more easily. It's a lot smoother. It's a lot easier to coordinate with one person. It's a lot easier to, and it feels, at least for me, it feels more connective when it's Jen and I working together to not only give this other person a great and pleasurable experience, but to also share and give each other a pleasurable experience. I don't want to pass Jen off to somebody else and they go do something separately. I mean, like, as we've grown closer to a couple of the girlfriends that we've had, you know, occasionally, like, we'll be in the same house, and maybe Jen and our girlfriend will, you know, go, they'll sleep in while I get up to go do some work, and they'll, you know, snuggle together and fool around. And that's fine, but it's not the same as, okay, well, I'm going to take this guy's wife and go do something with her, and he's going to take my partner and go do something with her. That's just not, that's not what I'm interested in. That's not the sort of shared intimacy. Like, I want to share intimacy with Jen. And if we bring another lady in, then and it's an equally wonderful experience for her, then that's fantastic.
Hey there. Did you know that I do online coaching? Yes, I do online coaching in the sex and relationship space. Some of the topics that are near and dear to my heart are open relationships. So that includes polyamory, swinging, or what we call the lifestyle. I also love conversations around online dating. We're talking Bumble, Tinder, Field, and more. And then the last thing that is really passionate and close to my heart is conscious uncoupling. That means we get to break up with people with love and respect, with dignity and hope. We get to create a life for our children that gets to be a little bit different. We can do things better than we have in the past. So if any of these topics sound interesting to you and you'd love to get some coaching from me, check out the link in the show notes or the link in my bio for more information on coaching with Jen.
I think I've been talking for a lot a while here, so I'll let you.
Well, I mean, the idea here is to get your perspective, and because I hear mine all the time here on this podcast. So I have a couple other questions for you that I'm thinking. So these don't have to be super elaborate. You can feel free to just kind of answer as you,
Well,
yes,
if
sir.
I could just say one more thing as to, you know, again, going back to the stigma or people who complain, like, you know, Jen's had numerous friends, you know, expressing that's not fair. Why aren't you dating other men? We've come to this position, we've come to this dynamic after months of very in-depth discussion and exploration of our own feelings of what we consider intimacy to be. And we have, I would say we don't necessarily have the same views on what is intimate, like what is just to be between partners, like us as primary partners, versus what we share with other people. But we've come to our dynamic after a lot of communication and a lot of very deep exploration of our own feelings and understanding each other's feelings. So when some friend or some acquaintance or some rando on a dating app complains, you know, oh, that's not fair, I don't give a shit. Like, the last thing I'm interested in is pandering to the sensibilities of somebody who's not in our fucking relationship. So that kind of stuff, I mean, I find it amusing when maybe some of Jen's acquaintances, some of her more nosy acquaintances, inject their opinions or judgments onto what we've become comfortable with as a couple. Yeah, that's all. That's my position on that.
Good. Okay, cool. I have a bunch of questions for you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to start with, because this perfectly led to the very beginning. So why are we open to begin with?
I wrote out, and I think you've shared a couple of times. I wrote this out once, but basically, and I imagine most of your listeners are already very familiar with your story, but from my perspective, you know, when we met, you were you didn't recognize it, or you didn't acknowledge it to yourself at the time, but you were at the tail end of an 8-year completely sexually boring marriage, and you had decided you wanted to explore. You had not been exploring or realizing your sexuality, and had not been pursuing all of the things you were interested in sexually, or having the experiences you wanted to have. So you decided to open things up, and you started dating. Like, you had, I think you're just finding people, like matching with people on Tinder.
You were one of
Right.
them.
And so we matched on there about, I think you said about 2 weeks in. You had only been doing this for a couple of weeks. And I won't go into the details, but pretty quickly, to both your maybe surprise and mine, we decided to become exclusive because we connected really well, and we both, I think, kind of had the sentiment that, well, we're not really that interested in seeing other people. Like, we enjoy seeing each other more than we enjoy seeing anyone else, or you seemed to enjoy spending time with me more than you enjoyed spending time with the other guys you were kind of dating. So we just decided, okay, well, we'll just see each other. And that was great, but I also recognized that I had come along when you were right at the beginning of, like, going on this, I've used the term sexual amusement park a lot of times. Like, you had only done a couple of the rides, and I didn't want you to have to, like, cut off your time at the amusement park and go home, because you happened to meet me so early into your exploration. But at the same time, I was making a substantial emotional investment into you, more than I would say I've made into anybody. And so I wanted you to be able to continue exploring your sexuality, but if I was going to continue to invest in this relationship, it needed to be something that was bringing us together and not just sending you off to see if there were better options, or see if there was something more appealing. Which sounds, that
And
sounds
you know
terrible.
that that's not what it was either. It was I wanted to try like
I wanted to do it with
all of the
you.
things, and I think at that point I was like I was hesitant that you were willing to try all the things.
Yeah.
It
And
wasn't
I
I was
mean,
trying to find anyone better than you. It was like I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to and you and I was like, are you sure you want to do all of this stuff with me?
sure, but I mean, at the time, like, that's one way that I perceived it, 'cause it's like, oh, well, if this is good, if you're happy with what we have, then, like, why would you want to go look for something else elsewhere, unless you're just looking for an upgrade? Which is
You
a,
were my upgrade, baby.
I love you for that. But also, like I said, I wanted you to be able to have as many as experiences as would be possible within the bounds of us maintaining and growing a relationship. So experience all the things. Well, I mean, all the things is a lot of things, and not all the things are compatible with at least the sort of relationship that I'm comfortable and that I'm willing to invest in, which I'm it maybe sounds restrictive, but everybody has the choice to pursue what feels good for them and what makes them happy. And I hoped that we could both, that we would both be compatible in what was exciting for us to explore, but what also let us stay, let us be comfortable and happy in our relationship together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a hard time with this one, like wrapping my mind around the fact that Scott would want to show up with me and all the various ways that I wanted to taste the world. So for example, I wanted to go to like a black light glow party. I wanted to go to a dungeon. I wanted to go to a sex club. We were creating such a beautiful, what felt like sacred relationship together that I remember looking at you that night when we talked about this. And I said, that's not a place for us. Like, I don't know that I want you to be in, see me in that environment or to be, I don't want to jeopardize our relationship because we went to a sex club. And you just looked at me with this sincereness in your eyes. And you were like, Jen, I want to experience all of that with you. And it took me a moment. And I was like, he's serious. Like, he really, truly wants to experience these things with me for the first time or every time that it's a new experience. And that's really beautiful. And I feel so honored. And you have done a beautiful job of creating a container for me to play in, a container that feels safe, but also expansive at the same time.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I also felt in a way like you were infantilizing me. And we've talked about this Madonna complex before, like husbands start viewing their wives as this, this pristine chaste figure. And they stop wanting to like really have, like do wild, dirty stuff with them. And I felt like, well, what is that? So you don't, for the really dirty, you want to keep me here for the nice, like,
sensual
sweet sex, but for the really dirty stuff you want to go do that elsewhere without me involved. And so I was very put off and I guess a little hurt by that.
Yeah.
And but then you realized that immediately, like when you told, like you had been avoiding telling me that you wanted to go do this. But I'm glad you did, because then we had a pretty good conversation about it.
It's the one and only time I've ever hurt you and been in front of you when I did it and seen the hurt in your eyes and the rejection. And I never fucking ever want you to feel that way again. It hurt my heart so much to realize how much it hurt you. And I feel like from that moment on, though, that was it. Like, I had at that point broken it off with any of the other people I was seeing. It was just you and me moving forward. At that point, I knew my marriage was over. In fact, I was about to leave for Costa Rica. Scott helped put me on an airplane. And when I came back, my husband was gone. He had moved everything out. And we knew that this was happening. Like, it was the week of transition, and I wasn't home to be part of the transition, thankfully. And so I knew coming home that Scott was it for me, that he was my person moving forward. And now we've transitioned into this, but do you want to like gloss over any of the, like us really just exclusively being together and how that kind of opened back up?
Well, gloss over would mean not talking about it.
Well, okay, but I don't mean that. I mean, not spend 30 minutes talking about it.
Gotcha. Well, also, I would say, I think that was, you said that was the only time you've seen me express, yeah, I guess hurt like that. But I mean, you saw, I think you kind of saw that when you pretty much outright stated, oh, well, I'm going to go on a date with this couple that I'm friends with, and they just want to date me. And then we had that kind of confrontation where I said, okay, well, if you want to date them, date them.
But
And
I
I
will
will
be
be
there
on,
when
and
you
I'll
come
be on my
back.
way.
Yeah. I didn't see hurt that time. You were fucking angry. Like you showed up pissed, angry, and like, what are you like, why would you think that this is okay? If you haven't noticed yet from this conversation, our listeners, like I'm a little dense sometimes, and it takes me a little while to like really get the concept that like this is not the game that we're playing. Like, this is not the track that we're on. And so sometimes in my mind, and maybe because I had so much freedom in my previous marriage when we opened, because I was in charge of it, right? That was
Well, yeah,
like,
because
it's a free for all. And Scott's like, oh no, baby, it's not a free for all. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
no, you're fine. I was about interrupted you. Yeah, it's because you went from somebody who I won't say didn't have any will, but he did not assert his will. If he had a will about things, he didn't assert it, and he was kind of a kept man. And so, really, you were the one that got to just pursue whatever whim you had. And then when you became involved with me, like, well, I have no problem asserting my will because, and part of that is because I've spent most of my adult life alone, and it's just been my will that dictates everything I do. So yeah, but at the same time, I think that's something that we both love and find appealing about each other is that we're both willful people, and not we're not easily dominated by other people's wills, and we choose to and joyfully embrace each other's wills and drives.
I would go as far as to say, like, it's sexy as fuck. And I want it to move into that conversation of why not men? Because this is part of the container that we've created. And what does that container look like? There are guardrails in our relationship. I don't just go do whatever I want, and neither do you. And we've had the opportunities to do that.
That's
And
true.
so I would love for you to explain what we've created and why. And maybe even like, how do you keep it in place? Because every now and then I push against the guardrails a little bit and I see how much give there can be. And the brat in me comes out a little bit. And Scott's like, get back in there. Hey guys, this is a two-part series. So you just listened to episode 119, Scott Spills Why We Only Date Women. And I am airing this Sunday, episode 120, When They Want You, But Not Your Partner. If you really enjoyed this episode, may I please ask you to follow the podcast? And also, if you wouldn't mind stopping and rating and reviewing it.